You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
At 4 minutes past the hour at 3 o'clock, it is the Gym Class. Setting sail for a Wednesday midweek edition right here on KGYM. Great to have you aboard on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City. KGYM radio stream, your mobile app, and your smart speakers. Scott Udash with you. Mark Dukes to join me from his home on the southwest side coming up in just a moment. Ben on the other side of the glass, our terrific producer-engineer, as we take you through this Wednesday edition of the show. We've got a good one. Mark Ironside will join us, the Hall of Famer, and we are going to talk Iowa and Penn State, the big matchup in the Big Ten and in the country coming up this Friday night from Carver Hawkeye Arena. We will break it down with Mark. We'll take a look back at Iowa and Ohio State, the Polar Plunge coming up this weekend as well, all that and more on the program today. Also, a little Big Ten football perhaps news coming out. We'll kick that around. A little college basketball for you as well on the program here today. You can always reach us via the text line at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. That is our phone line as well. Again, those digits at 319-366-1600. Iowa State basketball coming up tonight. Iowa State on the road against the Oklahoma State Cowboys from Gallagher-Iba Arena in Stillwater, Oklahoma. We've got it for you tonight, starting with the pregame show beginning at 6 o'clock this evening. It is slated for a tip-off just past 7 o'clock coming up tonight. And it's going to be a big one as far as the Big 12 Conference is concerned. Okie State right now, just a couple games over the 500 mark. They are at 10-8. Iowa State 14-5, but Cyclones have dropped 5 out of their last 7. Drake also in action tonight. They are on the road taking on Illinois State. UNI will be on the road. They will take on the bottom feeder Evansville in the Missouri Valley Conference. That is a 6 o'clock start over at the Ford Center in Evansville. 319-366-1600. As we kick things off here in the Gym Class program, as Mark joins me from the southwest side this afternoon. How you doing?
Doing well, Scott. Hope you are as well. Good afternoon, everyone. And Bonds and Clemens still aren't in the Hall of Fame. I'm kind of over it.
Neither is Schilling. Neither is Schilling. A lot of talk about that yesterday. We talked about it. Todd and Alex talked about it. I went home and I did tune into MLB Network before I had to head off to my basketball game to call last night. And a lot of interesting debate, and there is still a lot of venom out there. A lot of venom as far, I think, more with the players than with the writers about those individuals and if they're going to make the Hall of Fame. I don't think there's a doubt they're going to make the Hall of Fame. It's just a question of when they are going to make the Hall of Fame. And then the pot got completely stirred when David Ortiz made it on his first try. Of course, he was also alleged at one time to be taking PEDs, but he is in. They are not, and that is the baseball class. It'll be Ortiz along with the 6 that were voted in by the various veterans committees, and that will be coming up, the enshrinement ceremony, we hope, this summer in Cooperstown. So you got a parting comment on that. You can get in touch with us, 319-366-1600, or anything else going on as far as the sports world is concerned. I do want to drop this, and I know it's probably going to mess up your scoreboard a little bit, but I know it is now confirmed publicly. Jeff Johnson of the Cedar Rapids Gazette has just tweeted out in the last couple minutes or so that Cedar Rapids Jefferson looking for a new football coach. Chris Busing is no longer the football coach on the west side, and we'll see who is going to take the reins of the Jayhawk program coming up. It is a little bit late in the going as far as getting things underway as far as a coaching search for 2022, but that is what Chris Deem, the terrific athletic director over at Jefferson, will undertake coming up. And Chris, a good man. I wish him the best.
Yeah, he's been involved at Jefferson for a long time. He was an all-state linebacker at Jefferson. Really bleeds blue, I know. But that program has fallen on hard times. After a 4-5 near playoff campaign in 2019, does not won a game since. And there's a lot of reasons for that. And the decision was made by the administration. I know who. I'm not going to say who. To release Chris Deem. And I have a feeling that it'll be somebody that is in the program and at the school right now will be the next head coach.
Yeah, we'll see. We will see on that. 319-366-1600 as we come your way here on a Wednesday edition of the Gym Class. Mark Ironside's going to join us in about 7 minutes or so as we look forward to Iowa and Penn State. Last night, big games as far as the national landscape in college basketball. Started off with a great one in the Big Ten, Illinois and Michigan State, and the Illini coming away with a needed victory, I guess, as far as the Big Ten is concerned, which is now a complete mess as far as the standings are concerned. Illinois, Wisconsin, Michigan State, and Ohio State are all tied in the loss column right now. Illinois has played one more game than Wisconsin and Michigan State. They have 7 wins, Badgers and Sparty with 6, and Ohio State with 5 right now. And then all of a sudden, the only team with 3 losses is Purdue. So you've got of the 14 teams in the Big Ten, 9 of them have more than 4 losses already, 7 or 8 games into the conference schedule. Parity's good, right, Mark?
I like it. I think it makes for great viewing. I was watching a lot of the Iowa women's game last night. Did Illinois do that without Coburn and Curbelo?
I believe not. I believe that they played. I'm going to double check here. Like I said, I was on my way and did not catch the game. But I'm sure the text line will beat me to finding this information right there. There we go. Box score, Illinois. No Coburn last night. Nope.
Yeah.
And no Curbelo. So, yeah, there you go. Without 2 starters, Illinois still gets a victory.
Yeah, that's what the reports were earlier in the day, and wasn't sure if that transpired or not. But that makes it even more impressive for Illinois to come away with that victory.
Indeed it does. Iowa-Purdue coming up tomorrow night from Carver. More on that coming up on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class program. We'll talk with Kevin Lehman coming up tomorrow. 319-366-1600. Yes, 4702 did beat me. Is the Big Ten the hardest conference this year, the most difficult conference, asks 1096.
I think the Big 12 would differ.
I think the Big 12 may be top to bottom a tick tougher this year than the Big 10. SEC is also good.
Splitting hairs, really.
Yeah, I mean, and those 3 are head and shoulders above the rest. By the way, Chris Mack out at Louisville after 3.5 years as the coach of the Cardinals. 500 in the ACC does not cut it in the Bluegrass State when you're Louisville over there. Still a good coach. He's going to land on his feet somewhere probably next year and will do good things, but hate to see that. That's tough. That's tough out there. 319-366-1600. We are going to talk about some Big Ten football news, and we're going to do that after we talk to Mark Ironside coming up in just a little bit, as we'll talk college wrestling. But an interesting piece from Scott Dochterman with The Athletic and having to do with what the Big Ten is looking at from 2023 and beyond after the media contract expires next year as far as Big Ten football is concerned. No, it's not Legends and Leaders coming back. But it does have something to do with divisions. We'll get to that coming up in just a little bit on the program here today. And again, looking forward to talking with Mark. We'll do that coming up here in just a little bit. Last night's other marquee game didn't really turn out to be a marquee game, as UCLA thumped Arizona last night at Pauley Pavilion. By the way, Pauley, like two-thirds full. Wow. Which, tomorrow night's going to be three-quarters full at Carver-Hawkeye Arena for Iowa and Purdue, but I digress. Pretty good game in Los Angeles last night. UCLA really looked good. Jaquez was good. Tiger Campbell got a little bit of early foul trouble, but boy, he is a good point guard. With the Cedar Rapids ties, of course, his dad Tony playing at Regis back in the day. And Arizona, when you get Arizona slowed down a little bit, make them play half court, that is not quite nearly as an effective Wildcat team. And UCLA did that very, very well. Got back terrific and played just sterling defense last night. Really impressed by the Bruins.
Yeah, I wasn't able to stay up for it. I was able, but I just didn't do it. But did read about it, saw some highlights today. A 16-point victory for UCLA, and I imagine they'll get back together again later on in the next couple months. But UCLA is definitely a championship contender. And you mentioned Tiger Campbell with relatives here in town at 9 points, 3 assists. But he lends a lot more to the game than just numbers, I think.
True. Plays, he's just a leader out there. Just tremendous leader for UCLA. And I still like the Bruins. I really like the UCLA Bruins. 319-366-1600 on this Wednesday edition of the show. We're going to have a Bowling Night in America preview for you coming up as well. But we're going to get a weather update and a break. We'll come back. Mark Ironside will join us. We'll talk and preview Iowa and Penn State when we come back here in the Gym Class for a Wednesday on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
Good morning. I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast. And a wind chill warning is in effect until noon as temperatures are starting off bitterly cold. Anytime that wind picks up, wind chills will be around negative 30. As we head through the day, we'll have plenty of sunshine and we'll gradually warm to a high around 10. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, welcomes you with a special offer on the NBA. Simply place a $10 moneyline wager on any game. If either team hits a three-pointer, you'll win $200 in free bets, regardless of your bet's outcome. Just use bonus code HANSON200, HANSON200, when you make your first bet. Plus, you'll earn M Life rewards that you can redeem for rooms and dining at any MGM resort. BetMGM is proud to be an authorized gaming partner of the NBA. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code HANSON200, Hanson with an O, to win $200 in free bets if a three-pointer is made in the game you wager on. Nothing beats a win at BetMGM. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. New customer offer, 21 years of age or older to wager, Iowa only. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Dutch Boy Platinum Plus. It's only paint. It's only paint that comes in an award-winning twist and pour container. It's only paint that will transform your den with just one coat of salted lavender into a writer's sanctuary. It's only paint that will help you become TV's hottest writer, where you'll meet this guy.
Hey.
Who starred in That Thing.
Now that's a twist I didn't see coming.
So yeah, it's only paint. Only easy opening, smooth pouring, change your life both professionally and romantically paint. Dutch Boy. Only at Menards.
The worst of times can bring out the best in each of us. Doctors, nurses, and frontline workers have labored selflessly to keep us safe during the health crisis of our lifetime. How do we thank these heroes? It's simple. Get your COVID vaccine so we can end this pandemic. Variants are on the rise, and we don't want to put these heroes through another health crisis. They have given their all. Now it's up to you. Please do your part. For you, for them, for us.
This message sponsored by the Helms Beasley Charitable Trust, aired with the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
At American Family Insurance, we know it takes many moving parts to make your house a home, and we're here to protect them all. With our innovative and comprehensive coverage options, we can build you a straightforward policy that truly protects what matters most, so you can stay focused and dreaming towards what's next. Ready to get the coverage you deserve?
See Kurt Gustafson at Kurt Gustafson Agency, your American Star Certified Agency. Excellence in customer experience.
Yes, I'm a dreamer.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Back with you at 3:19 on the Gym Class for this Wednesday edition on KGYM. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes with you. Ben on the other side of the glass here once again today. 319-366-1600. That is our text line. That is the phone line as well as we take you through a Wednesday edition of the show. And we're going to talk, as we do each Wednesday, with Mark Ironside, the two-time national champion, the Hall of Famer. And his appearance is brought to you by Kurt Gustafson Agency of American Family Insurance. Kurt located on Johnson Avenue, Northwest in Cedar Rapids. He is right across from the Johnson Avenue Hy-Vee. And before we get to the big one, Mark, good afternoon. How you doing?
I'm great, Scott. How are you?
Doing great. Doing great. And before we get to that, let's go back to a week ago Friday in Columbus. Iowa and Ohio State, a spirited get-together in a very tough atmosphere. And Hawkeyes come away with a 21-12 victory over Ohio State. And it was a very interesting night in Columbus.
It wasn't pretty. It wasn't how you want to win, but we got the win. And if we wrestle like that on Friday night against Penn State, it's going to be really, really ugly. Not going to be a lot of cheering going on from the Hawkeye faithful, for that's for sure. So I'm hoping that, you know, after that on performance on Friday night against Ohio State, you know, some of these guys will kind of their eyes open up a little bit more and kind of got that one out of the way. And then they really turn the ship and about face, and they're ready to go on Friday night against Penn State, because Penn State has been kicking tail and taking names all season long, especially the other night at Michigan, in front of Michigan's home crowd. They pretty much silenced them. So we're gonna have to bring our A game, no doubt about it.
Mark, we got a text on Monday about wondering about Alex Marinelli, who is the number one ranked wrestler at 165, but lost 3-2.
Yeah, you know, that's a interesting deal there in Ohio. I mean, Marinelli's from Ohio. The kid he wrestled's from Ohio. Marinelli's kind of been the man from Ohio. St. Ed's High School right out of there, ranked number one. This is a newcomer, new kid, and he kind of knocked the man off the block in Ohio. And now this other kid is, you know, kind of the man of the state, and that did not sit well with Alex Marinelli. And I'm not one to always say, well, you know, that loss is, you know, good for him, or he needed that, or that's exactly what he needed right now, and blah, 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 or whatever. I think that shouldn't have happened in the first place, and it should have been fixed at this point. But with that being said, just judging by how Alex handled the loss, his demeanor, I think that it's definitely going to kind of open his eyes and get him onto the right track. And we'll see against, you know, Penn State on Friday night. It's a quick turnaround, 1 week, and he's got that Brady Berge, who's back again another year for Penn State. And even though, you know, Berge's ranked, I think, 11th, but I'm telling you, he's a tough kid, and that could be a good match. But not only a good match, you know, could it be, I would just love to see Alex Marinelli come out and make a statement. No better time to make a statement than Friday night in front of his fans. That match last Friday, I don't want to say it was a fluke, but he's now back. And it's hard to turn things around in that short amount of time. But Alex Marinelli, if he wants to get that eluded national championship, he's going to have to really step up his game and kind of change his wrestling style from what he's been doing so far this year, because he's had way too many close matches, and it came back to haunt him. You know, it kind of bit him in the butt last Friday night.
It did, and on the positive side of things from last Friday night, big wins. I mean, Cassiope having to go out there and, yes, do everything but get pinned, but he took the offensive and won by a major. Good for him. And I thought Kemmer wrestled really well against a top 10 guy in Smith, too.
Yeah, I think Kemmer and Mirren, those two guys, in my mind, kind of got OWs of the night. Going to Kemmer, you know, he's wrestling a guy that's really good. That Smith is a good wrestler. He's a great counter wrestler. He's hard to wrestle. He's hard to score a lot of points on. And Kemmer had to really wrestle hard the full 7 minutes to win that match. And he won it solidly and handily, and he looked pretty good. He got tired, but he wrestled through it when he was tired. And that's what I love about Michael Kemmer. And, you know, I've heard a couple people comment like, you know, Kemmer just gets so tired, you know, and it's like he's not in shape. Well, I mean, remember, he just started wrestling this month. And I know that two of his matches against Northwestern and Illinois were pinned in the first period, so it's not like he was pushed very much in there. And then he got against Purdue, I think he had a second period, 17-1, Tech fall. He hasn't had a lot of live action and time on the mat. And that match the other night against Smith at Ohio State, that seven-minute match where he was really working hard out there and kept moving his feet and was tired, that's exactly what he did need. He needed a match like that to help with his, you know, in-match shape conditioning. So I think he's going to get, you know, I think that really benefited it for him coming against Taraci, the number one ranked guy, and, you know, it's a rematch of the national finals on Friday night. I think that'll help him a lot. The other one I mentioned was Max Mirren. Love, love, love that kid. He lost to number two Sammy Sasso at the very end. He put himself in a position to win that match. And I'm telling you right now, when Sammy Sasso walked off that mat, he was thinking to himself, God help me, I never, ever have to wrestle Max Mirren again. And because he he does not want to wrestle Max. And Max pushed him to the limit, and that's what he's been doing with people all year long. And he's just a tough, tough, just gritty, and we've talked about it over and over and over again. He just keeps getting better, and he wrestles with so much heart. And you know what? He lost that match, but you know what? I will take that loss, a loss like that every day. I will take that loss, and because he's continuing to keep improving and learning and getting better, and it wasn't from the lack of effort.
Mark, if you look at the rankings, and a very dangerous thing to do in this Iowa-Penn State duel, the Nittany Lions would seem to have like a 6-4, 7-3 edge, but you've got matches that are 1 versus 2, 2 versus 4, 3 versus 5. My question to you is, where does Iowa need to make hay? Everywhere?
Pretty much, and why I say that is you got to look at it from all aspects. You know, if we're going to get beat, we have to make hay and not get beat by a major decision where Penn State might be thinking they're going to get bonus points. We cannot be giving up bonus points anywhere. Okay, so there's one place we got to make hay. Another place we got to make hay is reverse that. Areas where we're favored to win, somehow, some way, I'm hoping between 49, 57, 65, somewhere in there, we can get some bonus points. I think that we have to make hay. We have to pick up some bonus points in there somewhere to give ourselves a chance to win this dual meet. And then the other place that we got to make hay is the close matches, the ones, the twos, like you said, 2-4. We can't afford to lose those matches like we did against Ohio State. We have to come out on top at 74. We have to win that match. That's a pivotal, pivotal match. You know, 97, they're heavily favored there. But, you know, that's a match maybe we could win that match. We could literally win that match. Heavyweight, you know, they're favored, but we beat the kid twice before. He's a bigger kid this year. He looks great. He just beat number two Mason Paris. I would say that Cassiope is the underdog, but that's a possibility. We could win that match. Those are the type of matches that we – we need to win. We have to win those close, hard-fought matches that we did not win at Ohio State. And I'm hoping that the Carver Hawkeye crowd helps us reverse those close match losses to wins this week, this Friday night.
Yeah. Mark Ironside joining us coming up on 3:30, Wednesday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. 133. It's Roman Bravo Young against, more than likely, they've got DeSanto listed as an and or, but that's a 1 and a 3 going at it. You got to think, you know, wild horses wouldn't keep DeSanto off the mat Friday night. Is that your thinking?
Well, I think that after seeing him perform as good as he performed on Friday night against Ohio State, he looked really, really good. He wrestled really, really well. He was excited. He was excited on the trip. He was excited that you could tell after he got off the mat. So I would see. I look for him to be wrestling. I look for him to step on the mat. I'll be kind of surprised if he doesn't. And I'm not saying that I know he's stepping out of the mat, or I don't know he's not. I honestly don't know 100% for sure, but I would be surprised if he didn't step out of the mat in a magnitude of a match like this. And if we want to win the dual meet, we're going to probably need him out there. It might be one of those situations to where we're not favored to win that match no matter who we put out there. But at the same time, we can't afford to give up bonus points anywhere either. So,
and he's a Pennsylvania kid.
He is a Pennsylvania kid. And, he has beat RBY before. Not the last couple times, but he has beat him. So, you know, and RBY hasn't really been lighting things up this year like he has in the past either. So, but I think that he got into DeSanto's head a little bit. But I'd like to see DeSanto try and turn some things around and make this a match and somehow, some way, be kind of stingy, similar to what Max Mirren does, and put himself in a position to win this match.
Mark, what about that first match? Assuming we start at 125, Drake Ayala dropped a close one at Ohio State. He's got a tough kid in Hildebrand, but this could really set a tone, couldn't it?
For sure. I think for sure we're starting at 125. Both Cale Sanderson and Tom Brands, they're both guys that are kind of old school, and they like to start, they're old-fashioned. They like to start at 125, and I don't see either one of them. Obviously, Tom's not, and I don't see Cale drawing for a weight. So I think for sure we'll start at 125, and that match right there could be a telltale sign of who's going to win the dual meet. And I mean, obviously it's not going to be the deciding factor, the first match out of 10, but it very well could end up being the deciding factor, and really kind of set the pace and set the tone for that match. I mean, if we don't win that match and we lose 25, 33, 41, we lose three matches in a row, it's going to be pretty bleak in that Carver Hawkeye arena. But I know that Hildebrandt, who transferred in from Central Michigan, two-time All-American, he's favored over Ayala, but Ayala could win that match for sure. He got beat by Heinzelman the other night, who's a senior, and he's a darn good wrestler. And the great thing about Drake is he found a way with 3 seconds to go to tie the match up and put it into overtime. And he just finds a way to win matches, and he's lost a couple of close matches, but he's in those matches. And I'm favoring Drake Ayala in that match, and I'm counting on that match. I really, really am.
There was a national writer today that came out and said Iowa Penn State has just been, it's been, you know, the top match the last 10 years. Most of the great moments have come at Carver. And he's trying to figure out which moment is going to be coming out this year, which is kind of fun. And Iowa, if they are going to pull this thing out, they need to have 15,000 people pretty much going crazy. And I don't think that's going to be a real problem on Friday night.
Well, we got to give the fans something to be real crazy about. I mean, I think if we do, I mean, you got to know our fans are going to be real crazy. I mean, it doesn't start till 8 p.m., and a lot of people are taking off work at noon or not even going to work, and they say sell Gable beer in Carver Hawkeye Arena. So our fans being crazy isn't going to be an issue. I just think we got to give them a reason to be an issue, get them on our side, get the momentum going. And even if things aren't going well, just like they did the last time we wrestled Penn State at home, I mean, Alex Marinelli goes out and he gets pinned by Joseph. Just completely deflated Carver Hawkeye Arena. Took the wind right out of our sails. It's like, oh, no. And then next thing you know, you get Michael Kemmer goes out there and he pulls an upset and he beats freaking Mark Hall. And the place just absolutely erupts, probably the loudest the Carver Hawkeye Arena has ever been, you know. We win another couple big matches, and we win the dual meet. I mean, who would have thought that it would go like that? And that's a very – I mean, that's a great thing about Iowa and Penn State. And, yeah, you can sit home in your nice, warm, comfy house and on your couch. But to be in that environment and to see those emotional roller coaster rides up and down, and we win and we lose, and we shouldn't have done that, or we shouldn't have done this, and we make this happen, that is worth the price of admission and walking across the road to Carver Hawkeye Arena in bitter cold temperatures and sitting in your car waiting to get out of the arena at nighttime, because it's an electrifying atmosphere in there. And to be in there and see it in person, it just makes it that much better if you win. But win or lose, it's a great environment to be in, and it's what brings people back.
Have you doped this out, Mark? Do you have a final score prediction?
I do not. I mean, just a lot, Mark, kind of like what I just talked about. There's so many unknowns, and there's a lot of unknowns of who's going to actually wrestle for certain, you know? So I haven't even tried to figure it out. All I know is that we could only win three matches if we don't perform well. And that's going to be bad, and that's going to be ugly. Or we could win up to, I see, like winning six matches. And so, I mean, there's a big difference there. And so you're just going to have to see how it plays out. That's bottom line.
Yeah.
I mean, as you've seen so many different Penn State matches in the past, even when we go, I remember last time we went to Rec Hall and we went in, we weren't favored by any means. They were favored big time. It was wide out. I don't think there was but probably five or six Hawkeye fans in the entire Rec Hall. We went in, we lit the place up, we stole their ponies and got the hell out of there. And we left them with their tail between their legs, and hopefully they don't do that to us.
Yeah, but boy, like you said, that you had to be impressed with what they did against Michigan last Friday. That was they went in and stole their horses.
They sure did. Michigan just looked terrible. And I don't, you know, Penn State's been looking good all year long, but based off of that, man alive, is Penn State really that good? Or did Michigan make them look that good? And I mean, I watched that meet in the Ohio State wrestling room before we wrestled Ohio State, and I couldn't even believe what I was watching. It was so bad. It was so – finally, I just got up and left. I couldn't even stand to watch anymore because Michigan was wrestling so poorly. Like, they didn't even want to win. Like, they weren't even remotely trying. So, and they just gave things to Penn State. I mean, they just gave it to them, made it look so easy, and – we can't do that. Nor do I think we will. I think we're going to go out. We're going to lay it on the line, give everything that we got, and let the chips fall where they fall.
I think the Big Ten Network is airing something on the Brands Brothers. Are you aware of that, Mark?
Yeah. There is something airing. I don't know exactly when it is. A special on Tom and Terry Brands. I've seen some bits and pieces and clips of it. I know that I'm in it. But I think it's after the travel paid for through the school system, which is huge. I mean, there's so many things by this being sanctioned and funded now that's going to help the sport grow in an extremely quick and rapid pace and give these girls an opportunity to wrestle in dual meets, you know, with each other, not, you know, boys versus girls. And it's just basically girls competing against girls. A lot of unanswered questions, though, that will, you know, develop throughout the season. Like, you know, are they going to have different classes, 1A, 2A, 3A, or just one class? You know, when's the tournament going to be, and how are they going to do it? How's the qualifying going to work? And it'll be ever-revolving as the sport continues to grow. So, but in the end, it's a phenomenal, it's a great thing, and I'm really excited and happy about it, and happy for the girls.
Yeah.
On the collegiate front, what do you know about Iowa's head coach, and what do you expect out of that program?
Well, I've been hanging around Clarissa a lot more as of lately, obviously since it's wrestling season. I had her on at our broadcast. I can't remember. I think it was for the Purdue match at the halftime, and then she sat in after the halftime break, and we interviewed her. She sat in, and we continued to keep talking to her throughout the action, and she chimed in with some broadcasts here and there, and I've talked to her a couple of different times on the side as far as doing a couple of event-type things with her. I saw her down at the Extreme Arena this last weekend for the girls, and she shot me a nice text afterwards and saying that the broadcast, she just got done watching the broadcast, thought it went really well. Thank you very much for doing your part in the girl, supporting girls wrestling. And I know one thing, she's very, very excited about the position that she's in. She's heavily working on recruiting right now. She's working on assistant coaches right now. There's so much work that needs to be done from her, going into the University of Iowa. And then she's also, they're working on developing a new room, a new facility. She's got a lot on her plate right now, and she desperately needs to get an assistant coach or two hired so she can get some help, because she's taking on an awful lot right now, a lot more than what just one person can handle. Just the recruiting aspect of things alone is a full-time job. So, but she's excited. She's super motivated, and I'm sure she'll do just a phenomenal, great job.
There's not a lot of difference between the boys' state night and the girls' championship. The girls running over to their parents, hugging their coaches. Best celebration, though, was the girl, I think, from Ridgeview that took down her coach. Went up to, she was going to hug him and then just took him down. I thought that was...
She pulled a Corey Clark on a Terry Brands right there is what she did. Lateral dropped him.
It was cool. Yeah. And all the tweets from girls... 8-year-olds, 9-year-olds around the state saying, this is the day I waited for, and that was pretty cool stuff. And you've got also Saturday, you got the Polar Plunge, right?
Yes, high of 12 degrees. Trying to see if I can persuade my daughter into plunging for me, doing the jump, but so far it's not looking too promising. So I'll probably have to. I don't know. I would say throw something on and jump in, but I might have to say take it all off and jump in.
Please.
Ironside right now leading with $20,333 raised.
See, you got there, Mark.
I did get there. It came from how many pledges, Mark, if you're looking at it right now, how many total pledges?
99 donations.
99. I need one more donation to hit on even 100 pledges, and that's my goal every year, is to get 100 people to pledge and be part of that, and then to hit $20,000. So we hit the $20,000 mark. I just need to work on one more person to pledge me, and all goals will be met, and it's a great event. If anybody does want to pledge out there, whether it's to me or to somebody else, if you can go to HawkeyeWrestlingClub.com, that's HawkeyeWrestlingClub.com, and just scroll down until you get to the plunge aspect of it. That would be absolutely awesome. I know the goal for the Hawkeye Wrestling Club has always been $100,000 in the past, but this year it's $150,000 is their goal, and they're about $50,000 short. I know there's always a big rush at the end, but at the same time, success equals success. We win on Friday night. You're going to probably see a lot of people pledging money on Saturday.
Iowa wins on Friday night. You may see a lot of people driving over to Brown Deer and jumping that night. So I'm just saying that. please,
out the waters.
Please don't do that. But, I think they may be in the state to do that. But we'll see anyway. All right, my man. Should be fun. And have a great call. And we'll talk next week.
Appreciate it, guys. Lots and lots of exciting stuff going on in the sport of wrestling, both boys and girls right now. Good time of year to be involved in wrestling. So I appreciate what you guys do and having this segment, and Kurt Gustafson as well. So thanks.
All right. Thanks, Mark. 3:46 here in the gym class on KGYM. And a big thanks to Kurt Gustafson, Agency of American Family Insurance. He's located on Johnson Avenue Northwest in Cedar Rapids, the sponsor of our weekly visit with Mark Ironside. Back, we'll talk a little bit about the news of the day as far as football is concerned, and also have a Bowling Night in America preview for you after this here on KGYM.
When it comes to choosing a Medicare Advantage plan, Blue is affordable. Blue is convenient. Blue is staying healthy. And now, Blue is Medicare Advantage from Wellmark Advantage Health Plan. All-in-one plans, including medical and drug coverage, plus health benefits like dental, vision, hearing, fitness, and more. Some available at $0 premiums. Compare plans at WellmarkAdvantage.com. Wellmark Advantage Health Plan is a PPO and an HMO plan with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Wellmark Advantage Health Plan depends on contract renewal.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the Adult League, but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the gym. And it is Bowling Night in America. We'll get to that coming up here in just a moment or two. Don't forget the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn follows us from 4 until 6, which includes the 5 o'clock hour, which is Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire Service. And stop by one of their three locations in Iowa City, North Liberty, or Grinnell. And check them out online at lindertire.com. 319-366-1600. Before we talk about football and bowling and basketball some more, I'm going to throw it to Mark for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. It is brought to you by Emil's Hideaway, First Avenue, Southeast in Cedar Rapids. They are across from Lindale, right next to the Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
Former Iowa wide receiver Scott Halverson has earned his third Super Bowl officiating assignment. He will be the back judge in this year's Super Bowl. Congratulations to Scott. Purdue's Jaden Ivey is expected to play tomorrow night against Iowa. He told reporters in Indiana that today. Brody Breck, two-sport athlete at the University of Iowa, wide receiver in football, pitcher in baseball, has been named the number one Big Ten prospect for the 2024 MLB draft by Perfect Game. And finally, folks in Ames and Cyclone Nation mourning the loss of Nicholas Bassett, super fan Nick Bassett, who was featured on Game Day and ESPN during the Iowa and Iowa State game this past year. You may remember him. A young man diagnosed with scoliosis and spinal cord injuries at a very young age, recently became a double amputee. And according to his mom, his body just couldn't keep up anymore. But I know even Hawkeye fans are responding to this news. Bassett was an inspiration to a lot of people.
Yeah, he was. Our thoughts go out to his family, no doubt about that. 350 here on the Gym Class program on KGYM 7854 does let us know that the feature on the Big Ten Network on Tom and Terry Brands is going to air Friday after the Iowa-Penn State match. So
okay. That
will be, and that should be interesting. That should be interesting. We'll be watching that one coming up on Friday evening. 319-366-1600. Before we get to a Bowling Night in America preview, did want to mention this and touch upon it a little bit. CBS Sports also jumping on this story as well. Scott Docterman, friend of the show, is from The Athletic, enter the computer. Anyway, he's got a piece. He talked to Iowa Athletic Director Gary Barta about the Big Ten and scheduling models in football from 2023 and beyond. The current Big Ten media rights contract expires after next season. And apparently, Barta has let it be known that there are many different models being bantered about as far as the Big Ten is concerned. One of those models being elimination of the divisions of Big Ten play and eliminating one conference game. That due to possibly a non-conference game added with the alliance, which, as we all know, is the alliance between the Big Ten, the Pac-12, and the ACC. So you may see an extra non-conference game starting in 2023. Also due to helping out the Big Ten with what is expected to be an expanded college football playoff scenario at that time. So there's still a lot of things up in the air, Mark. And, of course, a lot of folks jumping on the fact that the West is not nearly, at least over the last handful of years, as strong as the Eastern Division in the Big Ten. Now, that could be a moot point depending on how the schedules are made. Are you going to keep Big Ten Western Division schools playing one another? I think that's what we would want to see. I can't imagine Minnesota and Iowa fans not wanting to play Wisconsin or Illinois or Nebraska, et cetera, and picking up Maryland and Rutgers and others like that from the East instead of playing Western Division teams. Are you going to just keep the divisions basically as far as scheduling, play all your Western Division foes, lose an Eastern Division crossover, an old Eastern Division crossover, and pick up the non-conference game and then have number one versus number two meet in the championship game like they do in the Big 12. There are still a lot of questions out there, but at least it sounds like it's being talked about.
A lot of questions, and dropping from 9 to 8 conference games obviously gives the Big Ten schools an opportunity to schedule one of those games with an alliance team. Whether a Big Ten school like Iowa would do that, would it schedule a game against Arizona State, or would it go ahead and bring in Central Michigan? Part of the aim here, I think, is to enhance the Big Ten's chances of making the college football playoffs. That would have to involve teams playing the Oregons and the Clemsons and so on and so forth, rather than Middle Tennessee State in a fourth non-conference game. But I'm with you. A lot of questions yet to be answered, but at least discussions are out there.
Yeah, the East-West winners meeting in the Big Ten championship game, the West has never won. The West has never won. A touchdown has only, there's been only one game that has been within a touchdown margin of victory by the East. 47-02, those people don't know what they're talking about. East versus West is about even every year. It was 11-10 this year. True. But in the big game in Indianapolis, the East is dominated. And that's all people see. And, you know, whether right or wrong, that is the case. And perhaps this will change in 2023. Perhaps it will not. Maybe we'll see back-to-back Ohio State-Michigan games. Maybe we'll see a rematch of Ohio State and a Penn State going at it. Who knows? Could be Iowa-Wisconsin going at it twice in a year. History is cyclical, folks. History is cyclical, folks. So that is out there. 319-366-1600. Iowa State and Oklahoma State basketball coming up tonight, 1600 AM, 102.3 FM at 6 o'clock with the pregame for that one from Gallagher Iba Arena in Stillwater. We'll be watching that, I would imagine, tonight during Bowling Night in America. And our preview is brought to you by May City Bowl on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids. Thanks to Tom Dirchka and everybody at May City, their entire staff. They treat us very, very well, and they are indeed the home a Bowling Night in America, Mark, and our preview.
Rusty Nails trying to hang on to third place in the Adult Evergreen League at May City Bowl. Opposing New Image tonight on lanes 25 and 26. Those are good lanes for TV and whatnot, Scott.
Yeah.
But we'll maybe a man down. I haven't heard yet.
Sounds like we have breaking news here that I think we'll be at 5.
You'll be at full strength.
I think we'll be at full strength.
Sounds good. You don't want anybody in the penalty box.
No, we do not.
Try to put forth a good effort tonight, guys.
We will try. I don't think it will take much effort to get at least 5 tonight. Yeah. I mean, that's pretty low. We didn't bowl very well last week. But we'll try it again tonight. And if you'd like to try it or just like to bring friends and family out for open bowling, you can do that. Stop by the Pro Shop as well and check them out, Mark, and their website and phone number.
Yeah, phone number 362-0136. You can always collect a lot of information off the website, maycitybowlcr.com.
Mention Iowa State and Oklahoma State tonight in the Big Ten. Northwestern at Michigan. Last time Northwestern on the road, they knocked off Michigan State in East Lansing. They'll try to knock off Michigan in Ann Arbor. That's at 5:30 on BTN, and the other Big Ten game tonight will be Penn State at Indiana as the Hoosiers try to bounce back after getting dismantled at home by Michigan over the weekend. And then Iowa-Purdue coming up tomorrow. We'll talk about that. We'll talk a lot of college basketball with Kevin Lehman, the coach. Our Thursday Off the Glass segment will be coming up tomorrow afternoon as we reconvene at 3 o'clock right here on the Gym Class on KGYM. We're a week away from the Olympics, too, Mark. How about that? That has been very underplayed, but it's a week away.
Not excited. It's being contested 14 hours time difference and makes it difficult for viewing.
Yeah, and that'll get started next week. Todd and Alex coming your way next. Have a great night, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Gym Class. We will talk to you tomorrow again at 3.
Do you have 3 ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy?